Now, before we go on to stage two, there are a few points that might be helpful in actually developing kindness and friendliness. When the experience you have at first is pleasant and enjoyable, you're going to find it easy to feel kind and friendly. But when it's painful, or just blank, there's probably more of a tendency to react negatively. But remind yourself that these reactions are really just habits. They're habits which you can change. So watch out for these reactions. Be patient. And whatever the circumstances, keep developing the metta as best you can. And the metta might be rather weak at first. And that doesn't matter. Don't be put off. Because it's more difficult when you're starting from cold. Metta bhavana is like trying to get a flame from a smouldering ember. You need to use your imagination to coax some new positive feeling into existence. It might help if you say to yourself, "May I be happy and well," or something like that. Any phrase that calls up a positive emotion, quite genuinely. And don't just repeat any words that you might choose. Don't just repeat them automatically. Consider their meaning and allow yourself time to actually respond to what you say. And then another approach is to recollect a time when you were very happy. Recapture in your imagination what that was like. Or you could consider all the potential which you have as a human being. You can reflect that you could actually realize this potential with the right kind of effort. So if you find this inspiring, reflect in that way. And what if you don't find it inspiring? Well, you can just try something else. Experiment. Experiment in whatever way you like. Maybe it would help to reflect on a mental image. What about a flower? Say, a beautiful pink rose opening its petals. Or you could imagine a bright summer's day. So, do you get the idea? I'm saying that you can explore and use any method you find helpful. These are just a few ideas that I've found helpful in getting some positive emotion flowing. And as you gradually contact the quality of metta, concentrate on that quality with your whole heart and your whole mind. The more you concentrate on any thought or feeling, the stronger it gets. So, once you've contacted any degree of metta, focus upon it. Put your energy behind it, and over time, it'll get stronger.